from TD Ballpark in beautiful and sunny Dunedin, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. This afternoon, it's the series finale of series number one of 2024 as the Blue Jays host the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday and welcome to Florida. It's Larry Larson in with you on DunedinBlueJays.com and MILB TV. Third straight day we've had picturesque conditions for baseball here at TD Ballpark. Can't complain too much about that. And you certainly cannot complain at all about today's pitching matchup, which features two rehabbing major leaguers. Alek Manoah goes for Dunedin. Manoah coming off shoulder inflammation that he suffered in spring training, working his way back. He'll be opposed by Sawyer Gibson-Long, the right-hander for Lakeland. Gibson-Long coming off a groin strain suffered early in spring training. So two guys who are certainly fired up and ready to go, trying to get back to the big league level sooner rather than later. And Clayce, he couldn't join us last night. Quick recap of the ball game for you. As Dunedin won 7-2 to even the series at a game apiece, so today does indeed serve as the rubber match. Dunedin fell behind early. They let up a run in the top of the first, but they quickly responded in the bottom half as Cade Doty reached on an error and eventually scored on an RBI single from Victor Arias that tied the game at one. Then a bit of a small disaster for the Blue Jays struck in the top of the second inning as Brandon Barriera, the Jays' number four prospect, was forced to leave the game due to injury after just an inning and a third. A run came in to score later that inning on the inherited runner against Eliander Alcalde out of the Jays' bullpen, but from there on out, the DJ's bullpen was likely the story of the game. Alcalde went 2 2/3 innings, did not allow a run. Irv Carter went three innings, worked out of a jam in the fifth, and did not allow a run. Kai Peterson in his pro debut finished the ball game with two scoreless, hitless innings for the DJs. On the offensive side, Blue Jays struck for four runs thanks to five walks in the fifth. They took the lead and would never look back. Let's take a listen into our national anthem. Come back with the starting lineup.
See by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reclaimed the bombs burst. In a cave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the
A pleasant rendition of our nation's national anthem has us just about set for baseball in Dunedin, Florida. Glad you're with us on your Sunday afternoon. It's the rubber match. Lakeland took Friday's opening night matchup. Blue Jays bounced back with a win last night. Let's dive into tonight's pitching matchup. We already mentioned it at the very top of the show, but in terms of numbers, Alek Manoah, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you're familiar with the storylines surrounding Alek. Had an all-star season in 2022, really struggled last year at the big league level, still trying to reach that all-star level once again. Last year, Manoah pitched to a 5.87 ERA in 87 and a third innings of work with a whip of 1.74. He's supposed to go about 65 pitches and four innings today, whichever comes first. He'll be opposed by Sawyer Gibson Long going for Lakeland. Gibson Long got a taste of the big leagues last year. Had four starts, pitched to a 2.70 ERA in his big league debut season and 20 innings of work to showcase strong command, 26 strikeouts to 8 walks last season with Detroit. Let's dive into the rest of the starting lineups. First, for the visitors from Lakeland, John Peck will lead it off. He moves over from shortstop to play third base here today. Max Clark, the Tigers' top prospect, will bat second and DH this afternoon. Josue Briseño's had a nice opening series. He'll bat third and play first base. Brett Callahan back in the lineup today, batting cleanup and patrolling center. Christian Santana will bat in the five spot and play second base. Jim Jarvis, the former Gold Glover in college at Alabama, man's shortstop, he'll bat sixth. David Smith back in the lineup today. He went 2-for-4 on Friday. He's hitting seventh today and playing right field. Eduardo Valencia will do the catching for Sawyer Gibson Long. And Dom Johnson rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. Those are the Flying Tigers. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays. They had a late lineup change as Tucker Toman was scratched. Victor Arias will lead it off. He's out in left field. Arjun Namala, the Jays' number three prospect, will bat second and play shortstop. Joan Helaponte moves up to the three spot. He'll play right field. Braden Berry is the cleanup man, playing center. Manny Beltre is hitting fifth, playing third base in place of Toman in the original starting lineup. Christian Feliz will bat sixth and play first base. Bryce Arnold makes his season debut. The Canada native will play second base and bat seventh. Jayuni Munoz back in there. He's the DH hitting eighth. And Nick Deschamps rounds it out, making his season debut as well, doing the catching for Alec Manoa. We are moments away from baseball in Dunedin. Stay with us as Alec Manoa is just about set to take the baseball. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with first pitch between Lakeland and Dunedin. This is the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays Pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's Alec Manoa Day today in Dunedin. The big right-hander making a rehab appearance, coming off right shoulder inflammation suffered back in spring training. Just about ready for first pitch. Game 3 of a 3-game set between Lakeland and Dunedin. Let's take a look at the defense behind Manoa to start today's ball game. Over at third base, it'll be Beltre with Namala at short. Bryce Arnold is the second baseman with Christian Feliz over at first. Nick Deschamps will do the catching for Manoa. And out in the outfield from left to right, it's Arias, Berry, and Aponte. Dive into Manoa's arsenal. Throws a slider, fastball, sinker, changeup mix. That slider is his most used pitch. He'll square off against John Peck to get us started on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So glad you're with us, whether you're tuned in from here in Florida or up north in Canada. So glad you're with us. Bright, partly cloudy day. Temperature at 71 degrees here at game time. Manoa at 6'6", 285 listed on the roster. Climbs on the rubber, kicks and deals the first pitch. And a breaking ball is spiked down the dirt. That's ball one, and we're underway at 12:04 Eastern Time. Manoa working from the stretch. Comes set, and the 1-0 to Peck. Misses just a hair inside on a fastball at 94, and it's 2-0. John Peck has been the leadoff man for all three games in this series. Went 1-for-4 last night with a sac fly. 2-0. Close to that inside corner again on the fastball, but it missed. Three balls and no strikes. Zach Hovick is our home plate umpire today, calling balls and strikes, and Larry Pettis is out in the field. Manoa ready for the 3-0 pitch, and here it is. Peck takes all the way and takes just upstairs for ball four. It's a leadoff walk issued by Alec Manoa to open the top of the first.
Now batting, designated hitter number 13, Max Clark.
Brings up Max Clark. Gets a nice ovation from the Tigers fans in attendance here. Detroit's top prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Went 0-for-4 last night. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Clark squared to bunt and drops it down the third base line, and Beltre lets it roll foul. That was wise. It's a great bunt from Clark, but pushed it just a little bit too far. Clark has opened the season 0-for-7, but if you're a Tigers fan and you hear that, don't panic. Still early, and Clark has struck a few balls really well here this week in Dunedin. Feels like he's due for his first knock. A one pitch, runner goes from first, misses down and away, throw down is offline. Glances off Namala's glove, and John Peck dives into second safely with a stolen base. So there's a man in scoring position for Lakeland with no outs here in the top of the first. That's turned into an RBI opportunity for Clark. Drove in a run on opening night. 1-1. Clark takes a slider in there for a called strike. Caught the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Manoa coming off a simulated game that he pitched on Tuesday. Threw about 50 pitches then, went three innings, struck out six. The 1-2. Clark takes low on the heater. 96 for Manoa. 2-2. Manoa working from the first base side of the rubber, reads the sign from Deschamps, gives a look at Peck, rocks and fires. Clark takes way outside on the fastball, runs it full, 3-2. Clark, the Tigers' first-round draft pick, third overall in the 2023 draft at a high school in Indiana. Payoff pitch to him from Manoa. Slider misses down and in. Back foot breaking ball is ball four. And it's back-to-back walks to open the outing for Manoa. Two on, no outs for Josue Briseño. Another top 30 Tigers prospect, number 18 per MLB Pipeline. Manoa in an early jam. Targeting 65 pitches or four innings here today. First pitch to the lefty, Briseño, on the way. Misses outside, ball one. Manoa turns back to the mound and kicks around the dirt, picks up the rosin bag, spikes it. Trying to find his comfort level out there on the mound right now. Briseño went 0-for-1 last night, but he walked twice, struck out once. 1-0 to him. He takes a hair outside. Fastball was close, but it's ball two. Briseño had a successful opening night, reached three times on two singles and a walk. At 6-4 from the left side, waits on the 2-0, and takes downstairs. Another breaking ball, missed that time. And now it's three balls and no strikes, and Manoa is in danger of walking the first three batters of the top of the first. Peck and Clark on base, neither being held. The 3-0 pitch misses up and away. That's ball four, and the bases are loaded for the cleanup man, Brett Callahan, and we'll have a mound visit. Whole infield will come together here to try and settle down Manoa. Some slight stirring out in Dunedin's bullpen. As Manoa has thrown 14 pitches, just two of them for strikes. Concerning start to Manoa's rehab assignment. Manoa made just one spring training outing. That was way back on February 27th at Detroit.
Brett Callahan.
Won an inning and two-thirds, allowed four earned runs, and hit three batters. Gets another crack at the Tigers system here today. We'll face Brett Callahan as the meeting is over. Bases full of flying Tigers. First pitch to the lefty. Misses high and outside on the fastball. It's 1-0. Manoa, the 2022 All-Star for the Blue Jays, had an outstanding first full pro season. 1-0. Breaking ball called, strike on the outside edge, and Brett Callahan says, you know what? I don't think that was a strike. He challenges the call. In case you're tuned in, you're unfamiliar with the system. Friday through Sunday in single A, it's a challenge system for automatic balls and strikes. And the call is reversed to a ball. So Lakeland keeps its first challenge. And now the count is 2-0 on Callahan. Manoa can't catch a break. 2-0. Misses low and outside. Manoa visibly frustrated. Three balls, no strikes, nowhere to put Callahan in the top of the first. Just getting started, we've got no score. Callahan had the night off last night, went 0 for 3 on opening night. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball misses outside by a touch. It's ball four. It's four consecutive walks to open the top of the first. Peck comes in to score from third base. And for the second third straight ball game, Lakeland scores in the top of the first. Brings up Christian Santana. Clark over to third, Bersanio up to second, Callahan aboard. And Santana, the righty, stands in now. First offer, breaking ball runs inside. Santana jumps out of the way. It's 1-0. Manoa sees what he wants from Deschamps, sets the letters, fires. Santana jumps out of the way again as it missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. Manoa just cannot find it. Here in the top of the first. Comes back with a 2-0 pitch. That's a called strike on the inside edge. Caught the inside black. And the fans give Manoa a slight round of applause. See if he can settle in here. 2-1 offer. Tapper foul, third base side. So now it's 2-2. Manoa battles back. And throughout spring training, Manoa was asked about last season and how you bounce back from it. And he had some really insightful quotes talking about it, some good perspective. It's 2-2. Santana takes a slider in the dirt. Good block from Deschamps to keep the runners at bay, and now it's full on Santana. Again, nowhere to put him. Manoa said early in spring training, he said, sometimes when you get punched in the mouth, you second-guess yourself. It was a mental grind last year. But he said the biggest thing is just not losing track of who you are. And as he put it, embracing his inner bulldog to just push through it. is 3-2 to Santana. An awkward swing and a miss. He got him. Manoah bounces back to set down Christian Santana for out number one in the top of the first.
Shortstop number 4, Jim Jarvis.
Brings up Jim Jarvis. That was a sinker in on the hands. Running in on Santana. Good pitch there. Jarvis climbs in with the bases full of Tigers. They lead 1-0. First pitch is driven into center. Braden Berry moves back in front of the track. He tracks it down and makes the catch. Tags from third, Clark. And he scores standing. It's a sacrifice fly from Jim Jarvis. Lakeland adds another run. That's 2-0 now, but that's out number two.
Number 10, David Smith.
So Clark in from third, Briseño moves from second to third, and Callahan stays put at first. It's up to David Smith with two down. Smith had the night off last night. First pitch to the switch hitter, runner goes from first. It's a called strike, throw down is a little bit short. Namala came out in front of the bag just in case Briseño tried to dash home. He did not, but now it's two runners in scoring position for Smith in an 0-1 count. Smith had a nice night on Friday, went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI, 0-1. Tapper foul behind home plate, and that's 0-2. Looks like Gallick has settled in a little bit here. And Kaser just joining us maybe a few moments late. Manoah walked the first four batters of the game. Struck out Christian Santana for the first out, and then a sack fly from Jarvis. Now the 0-2. Slider misses low. And Alec wants to challenge it. Taps his head. This is a treat for him. Won't get this at the big league level. And it's called a strike. It's a looking strikeout. Alec Manoah strands runners on second and third to end the top of the first. But a little bit of damage for the Flying Tigers. A bases loaded walk from Brett Callahan and a sack fly from Jim Jarvis makes it 2-0 Lakeland as we go to the home first on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Dunedin with some early work to do as two runs come in to score for Lakeland off Alec Manoah in the top of the first. It's 2-0 Flying Tigers as Victor Arias stands in against Sawyer Gibson Long. He fires a first pitch strike, fastball at 94, and it's 0-1 on the Jays' leadoff man. Sawyer Gibson Long, another rehabbing big leaguer. It's a big league pitching matchup today in the Florida State League. Gibson Long twists and deals. And Arias skies it down the left field side, fading out of play. Quickly 0-2. Gibson Long made his big league debut with Detroit last year. Four starts, 20 innings, 2.70 ERA. Working his way back from a groin strain. K came over to Detroit in a trade that sent Michael Fulmer to Minnesota at the deadline in 2022. Gibson Long from the wind is 0-2. Misses upstairs. Arias leans out of the way. One ball and two strikes. Arias went 2-for-3 last night with three runs driven in. And Dunedin's 7-2 win to even the series at a game apiece. Arias in an open stance. Waits on the 1-2. Sends a high chopper foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. So Arias batted fifth last night, and today he bats leadoff. He also batted leadoff on opening night. Blue Jays manager Jose Mayorga shaking it up a little bit here on this opening weekend. Next 1-2. Misses down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Gibson Long throws a slider, changeup, four-seamer, and a sinker. In order of usage there, he throws the slider the most. From the first base side of the rubber. Takes a breath. 2-2 on the way. Called strike three. A late strike three call from home plate umpire Zach Kovic. But no less, it's out number one in the home first.
Number 18, Arjan Namala.
So here comes Arjan Namala. Blue Jays' number three prospect is off to a successful start to the year. Went 2-for-4 last night with a run driven in. 3-for-7 here in this series. Right-hander on right-hander. Lakeland leads 2-0, bottom one. First offer. It is a called strike. Slider caught the outside black and it's 0-1. What's really interesting about Gibson Long's arsenal is that changeup. Throws it 24% of the time, just a little bit more than his fastball, which sits in the low to mid-90s. 0-1. Namala gets a hold of one. High and deep. Left field. Johnson back. Goodbye! Arjan Namala takes a big leaguer deep for his first full season homer. And it's 2-1 in the bottom of the first. Think he was ready for the spotlight?
Right fielder, number 45, Joanhel Aponte.
Here's Joanhel Aponte. First pitch. The righty takes a called strike. Sinker at the knees, and it's 0-1. Well, before the game, I was chatting with Arjan. I said, you excited to face a big leaguer? He kind of shrugged his shoulders. He's done it before. Big league spring training, 0-1. Aponte hops it over the middle to the second baseman, Santana. Behind the bag, he fields and throws to first in time. Score at 4-3 for out number two. Brings up Braden Berry. With two down.
Center fielder, number six, Braden Berry.
Berry went 0-for-3 on opening night. Had the night off last night. Right-hander on right-hander. Gibson Long comes home. Berry takes fastball for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Tigers in their traveling navies with navy blue caps. 0-1. Berry swings and misses. Off-speed pitch there. Makes it 0-2. Blue Jays in their home whites. Blue Jays across the chest in that split text. Split numbers on the back in blue with blue caps. Gibson Long's 0-2. Berry takes inside. One ball, two strikes. Braden, the West Virginia product, out there playing center field today for his fellow Mountaineer, Alec Manoa. Gibson Long has the sign from Valencia, comes home. Berry takes a called strike three. Pitch just caught the outside corner, and the inning is over. Two looking strikeouts for Sawyer Gibson Long, but a big fly from Arjan Namala. His first homer in single A slices Lakeland's lead in half. It's 2-1 Flying Tigers over the Blue Jays through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Flying Tigers.
After an eventful first, we're on to the second in Dunedin. It's the Flying Tigers 2, Dunedin Blue Jays 1. And Alec Manoa is back out there for his second inning of work after he surrendered two runs in the top of the first. We'll face 8-9-1 here, starting with Eduardo Valencia. First pitch misses down and in on a fastball at 95, and it's 1-0. Well, it wasn't the prettiest first inning for either rehabbing big leaguer. Manoa walked four, eventually settled in to strike out two. His 1-0. Valencia takes a called strike at the knees. One ball, one strike. And then Sawyer Gibson Long gave up a solo homer to Arjun Namala. Now, early scoring has been a trend this week. 1-1 to Valencia. Slider didn't slide enough. Misses in. Two balls, one strike. Valencia making his season debut. ...24 years old, native of Venezuela. 2-1. Slow hopper down to third. Beltre gloves it. Toss across the diamond is in time. One up, one down on the top of the second for Manoa. Brings up the nine batter, Dom Johnson.
Left fielder, number 7, Dom Johnson.
2-1 ball game in favor of Lakeland, top of the second inning. Johnson climbs in, having gone 1-for-3 last night with a walk. Righty on righty, first pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls back and takes low. It's ball one. Manoa going from the stretch with nobody on. Sets above the letters, kicks and fires. Johnson drills it towards the corner and left. It's down for a hit, and it two hops off the wall. Johnson motoring towards second. He's in standing with a one-out double.
Third baseman,
Johnson turned around a 94-mile-an-hour fastball at 106. You'll take that from your nine batter if you're Lakeland. Here's the top of the order in John Peck, who drew a walk and came in to score in the first. Manoa up to 34 pitches now. His first to Peck. Popped out of play the opposite way. Into some empty seats. And it's 0-1. Peck, a native of California, attended Pepperdine down in Malibu. What a beautiful spot to go to college. Gorgeous campus. A one from Manoa. Misses low and in on the slider. One ball, one strike. So Pepperdine's team names is the Wave. or waves, to be exact. 1-1 to Peck. There goes Johnson, and the pitch is hopped down to third, past the reach of Beltran. Namala scoops it up, but it's going to be an infield hit. A little bit of soft contact, and Alec Manoah recognizes his left side of the infield, says, hey, thanks for keeping that one on the infield. Probably saved a run. Johnson advances to third. Peck is aboard. There's men on the corners with one out for Max Clark. Clark drew a walk, came in to score last inning. Lakeland already leading 2-1. First pitch has popped up down the line and left, fading foul. It's 0-1. Jay's middle infield, shaded to pull for the lefty Clark. The pitch, called strike. Sinker at 94 from Alec. Makes it 0-2. At least for now, hold on, we've got a challenge. Clark challenges it.
The called strike has been
and
overturned.
It's called a ball. That's the second time that's happened for Manoah against Clark. So the count is 1-1. 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. 2-1. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses high and away. Throw goes down to second. It is late. Two balls and one strike. So now that double play is out of order. Runners on second and third for Clark. A 2-1 count. Clark with bright orange Tigers batting gloves, waits on the 2-1, swings through a sinker. Manoah challenged him at 95. That velo looks good for Manoah today. Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch right here. It's on the way. Clark chops it into the drawn-in infield. Arnold gloves, throws to the plate. It's offline, gets away from DeShams. Here comes Peck to the plate. He's safe. Johnson scores on the tapper to second base, and Peck scores all the way from second. It's 4-1 Flying Tigers in the top of the second. God, admire the hustle from John Peck there. Ball just got away from DeShams ever so slightly. Not that far. Peck rolled the dice, and it paid off. First pitch to Josue Briseño. Misses near the shoe tops to the lefty. Ball one. So Clark reaches on the fielder's choice. He's over at first. Definitely a threat to steal. We've seen the Flying Tigers fly around the base paths early in this game. Wouldn't be surprised to see Clark go. Jumping towards second, and there he goes. The 1-0 pitch is popped up into shallow right center field. Aponte called off by Berry in center. The center fielder makes the grab for out number two. Clark back to first safely. And it's up to Brett Callahan here with two runs already in the second.
Now batting number eight, Brett Callahan.
Callahan, a lefty, drew a bases loaded walk in the first. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter. Clark with a big lead over at first, and the first offer misses down in the dirt. Shams knocks it down. Clark stays put. Again, keeping a close eye on Manoah's pitch count. Up to 44. You'd love to see him go at least three. The 1-0. Callahan takes a big hack and comes up empty. High cheddar, 94. 1-1, 1-1. Wind is blowing in from center towards the first base line. Clark again off with the pitch. The 1-1 is drilled down the right field line. Hooking towards the pole. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair. It's gone. It's a two-run homer for Brett Callahan. His first of the season comes off Alec Manoa. And it's 6-1 Lakeland over Dunedin in the top of the second inning.
Second baseman, number 25, Christian Santana.
Brings up Christian Santana with two down. First pitch, off speed, called strike, and it's 0-1. Santana 0-1, struck out in the first. 0-1 pitch, misses low and in. 1-1. So it's a four spot for the Flying Tigers here in the top of the second. 1-1. Broken bat floater into shallow left. Arias races in, lays out, and can't make the catch. Barry scoops it up and chucks it back in to keep Santana to a single.
Shortstop, number 4, Jim Jarvis.
That extends the inning for Jim Jarvis. Four hits in this inning off Manoa. First pitch, misses low and outside. Of those four hits, two hard contact, a double from Johnson and then that homer from Callahan, but one of those hits, an infield single, and then that last one, a broken bat flare. 1-0 pitch. Jarvis takes a slider outside. Manoa takes a minute to pick up the rosin bag. Gets the baseball back from DeShams. 2-0. So Manoa won't be the only rehabber today for Dunedin here. 2-0. Jarvis takes down and outside. 3-0. As Eric Swanson is also set to pitch. He's coming off some forearm inflammation. Kept him from pitching in the spring. 3-0 offer from Manoa. Called strike on the outside black. Four-seam fastball paints the outside corner. 3-1. Jarvis drove in a run his last time, a sac fly out to center. He waits on the 3-1 delivery. Here it is. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is lined through the middle for a base hit. Santana motoring around second, heading to third, and the ball gets by Aponte out towards the wall. Santana scores standing, and Jarvis is in standing to second. Things going from bad to worse for the Blue Jays in the top of the second. It's 7-1 Lakeland.
Right fielder, number 10, David Smith.
We'll see how that's officially scored. Either way, here's David Smith. He takes a first pitch strike on a changeup. 0-1 on the switch hitter batting from the left side. 7 runs on 5 hits here. 2 Dunedin errors. Oh, 1. Reached out and tapped foul. At home plate. DeShams let it roll for a minute and then kicked it back towards the dugout. Says, get rid of that baseball. It's 0-2. There is warming out in Dunedin's bullpen. We'll try and get an ID on that. It could be Swanson. 0-2 to Smith. He takes inside, and it's a hit by pitch. Manoa throws out his arms. He shows Zach Hovick that he thinks that Smith leaned into the pitch. He thought he swung at it. Here comes Jose Mayorga, and that's going to be all for Alek Manoah. Manoah gets some fist bumps from the infield. And Mayorga takes the baseball from the rehabbing right-hander. Manoah gets a nice ovation from the crowd here at TD Ballpark as he heads back to the dugout after an inning and two-thirds. He allows 7 earned runs as it stands right now. We'll have the details on the reliever when we come back here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network at 7-1 Lakeland over Dunedin in the second. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.milbstore.com. Jondre Rojas is the new pitcher on for the Blue Jays as Lakeland bats around against Alek Manoah in the top of the second. 2 down, man on second. Runner on first as well. After the hit-by-pitch issued to David Smith by Manoah, his final batter faced. Rojas, the right-hander, will face Eduardo Valencia, who grounded out to open the inning. Righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball misses low and outside. And it's 1-0. Rojas signed by the Blue Jays as an international free agent back in 2021 out of Venezuela. Has spent parts of the last 2 seasons and now 3 here with Dunedin. His 1-0. Valencia takes a breaker for a called strike. It's 1-1. That play involving Jarvis officially scored a single and then an error on Joan Helaponte out and right. 1-1. Valencia pops it up. Foul ground on the first base side. Feliz dashes in near the warning track. It falls into the dugout as Nick Deschamps was also giving chase. He almost tumbled over the railing. Everybody's all good. And that's just strike 2. Rojas hard to miss out there. Bright aqua-colored glove with his home white jersey. Gazes in for the sign from Deschamps. Sets at the belt and fires. Valencia takes low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jarvis, a good runner off second. Smith not being held at first. A breath from Rojas. He deals, and the pitch is hopped to shortstop. Namala backhands, goes the short way to second for the force. In time. And the inning is over. It's a long one for Dunedin as Lakeland sends 10 batters to the plate. They score five times, and their lead is now 7-1 over the Blue Jays as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Hey fans, join us for...
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Watch.
Manuel Beltre.
Well, we said going to the bottom of the first inning that the Blue Jays had some work to do, and now it's even more work as they trail 7-1 in the bottom of the second inning. 5-6-7 due up here, starting with Manny Beltre against Sawyer Gibson Long out for his second frame. The first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Beltre went 1-for-4 last night, picked up his first hit of the year. Also walked and struck out. Pitch. Misses low and away. Beltre, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. 1-1 from Gibson Long. Beltre waves and misses. On a slider outside. 1-2. Long gets the baseball back. Long pause here. He twists and deals. Beltre sends it the opposite way in the air. Smith moves back. A few steps in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. And that's out number one in the bottom of the second. Here's Christian Feliz.
Number 34, Christian Feliz.
Feliz had the night off last night. He went 0-for-3 on opening night. Big left-handed batter waits on the first pitch from the righty Gibson Long. And it paints the outside corner, taken for a called strike. It's Lakeland 7, Dunedin 1. Glad you could join us on your Sunday. Series finale. Three games set to open up the year for both teams. 0-1. Feliz thought about going around. He checked his swing and did not go. Fastball high. And the appeal down to the field. Umpire Larry Pettis. Feliz at 6'4", 190 from the left side. 1-1 to him. Is drilled down the line and right, hooking towards the corner. Smith can't get there. It's off the wall. Feliz hustling to second. There could be a play, but the throw is offline. Feliz into second with a double, his first hit of the year.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Here's Bryce Arnold with a man in scoring position. His first plate appearance of the year. undrafted free agent, signed out of Campbell University by the Blue Jays last year, July 2023. Dunedin trying to cut into Lakeland's 7-1 lead in the bottom of the second. First pitch to the righty Arnold from Gibson Long. Misses down, and it's 1-0. Arnold, a native of Hamilton, Canada, he grew up a Blue Jays fan. How cool is that? Gets to play professionally for his favorite team growing up. 1-0. Tapper, third base side. Peck charges, scoops it up, throws off balance to first in time. Nifty play from John Peck to get a hustling Arnold, scored 5-3. And Feliz moves from second to third. Run 90 feet away for Jayuni Munoz.
Here's a big hitter, number 27, Jayuni Munoz.
Munoz went 0-2 in his season debut last night. Drew two walks. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first offer from Gibson Long. Misses low and outside. Valencia knocks it down. Feliz stays put. Looking around the TD ballpark seating bowl right now, we've got a Joey Votto appearance. He's just wandering around the concourse, taking pictures with fans. 1-0. Munoz taps it down to third again. Peck charges again, gloves again, throws to first in time. Little deja vu for John Peck. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts to end the inning and end the threat. Jays strained Christian Feliz on third base after a one-out double. We're on to the third. It's Lakeland 7, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Catch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Beautiful day for baseball at TD Ballpark. It hasn't been so pretty for Dunedin, at least early in this ball game, as it's the Flying Tigers 7 and the Blue Jays 1 going to the top of the third. It'll be 9-1-2. Here for Lakeland, starting with Dom Johnson, as Jeandre Rojas is back out there. He finished the top of the second inning as Alec Manoah couldn't get through it. Johnson doubled his first time. That was last inning off Manoah. First pitch to him. Misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. It's a five-run second for the Flying Tigers. On four hits. 1-0. Johnson waits back on an off-speed pitch and pops it up. Down the line at third near the infield. Beltre hollers for it and puts a squeeze on it for out number one.
Third baseman, number 15, John Peck.
Brings up the top of the order in John Peck. First pitch to him. The righty takes a slider for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Peck reached twice to open the ball game. Walk in the first, a single in the second. Scored both times. 0-1. Comebacker hops over the mound. Arnold backhands from above second and throws it into the dugout. Arnold was off balance and he lost his grip on the ball, and as a result, it's a throwing error. Peck reaches second. And with one out, Lakeland has another runner in scoring position for Max Clark.
Designated hitter, number 13, Max Clark.
It's going to be a single and an error in all likelihood. E4 there on Arnold. Clark has reached both times. Once on a walk, once on a fielder's choice. Time called by the catcher, Deschamps. Clark once again with that trademark eye black triangle under both eyes. First pitch to him, misses low and away. 1-0 on the lefty. Clark at just 19 years old, turned 19 back in December. 1-0 pitch. He chops it to second. Arnold moves back, gloves it from shallow right. He throws to first on the money for out number two. Scored 4-3. Peck advances from second to third. And there's two down for Josue Briseño. Briseño 0-1. Walked back in the first. Popped out to center in the second. Big left-handed batter against the right-handed hurler, Rojas. First offer, slider drops in there, called strike, 0-1. Briseño in a relaxed batting stance from the left side. Narrow, wide open, rests the bat on his shoulder, 0-1 to him. Misses out on the changeup. Faded a little bit too far to the lefty. One ball, one strike. Infield playing to pull for Briseño. Arnold in the hole at second. 1-1 is skied into shallow center. Barry comes back, and he's called off by Victor Arias. Rather, Arias, the left fielder, makes the catch. And the inning is over. Jondre Rojas tosses up a zero. He strands John Peck on third base. We go to the home half, and still Lakeland 7, Dunedin 1. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Dunedin trails Lakeland 7-1 as we go to the bottom of the third. Nick DeShams leads it off against Sawyer Gibson Long. Rehabbing big leaguer back out there for his third inning of work. First pitch to Nick. Swing and a miss to the lefty. And it's 0-1. DeShams, another Canadian. Batting behind Bryce Arnold. So two Canadians in the order today. 0-1, a wave and a miss. Good changeup from Gibson Long. A lot of people say that's his best pitch. 0-2. Shams, a native of Quebec. Spent all last season here with Dunedin. 57 games. Batted 170 with three homers. The 0-2. He watches a changeup miss outside. One ball and two strikes. Shams in a slightly open stance from the left side. Gibson Long from the first base out of the rubber. Turns and tosses. DeShams cues it foul down the third base side. We'll have another 1-2. Gibson Long with a fresh baseball and a fresh 1-2. It slapped through the left side for a base hit. Pretty piece of hitting from Nick DeShams for his first base knock of the year. The big hole on the left side as infield was playing to pull. Jarvis was playing toward second base. DeShams shot it right through the hole. Here's the top of the order and Victor Arias. Arias struck out looking his first time in the first. 7-1 Lakeland, bottom three. First pitch to the lefty. Has popped up towards second base. Christian Santana glides into shallow right and makes the catch. DeShams back to first, and Arias is out number one. There's Arjun Namala, who gets a nice ovation. Well-deserved after his first pro homer. Took Sawyer Gibson Long deep out to left in the first. He's now 4-for-8 on the year. As you can see, if you're watching on MILB TV, even 500, not too bad. First pitch misses down and outside on a sinker, and it's 1-0. Talking with Dunedin manager Jose Mayorga before the season, he said that Arjun knows everybody's watching him. And he just takes it in stride. 1-0. Misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Spotlight's on him in more ways than one. First of all, the fact that he's a first-round pick. There's high expectations with that in and of itself. But also the fact that he's the first-generation Indian-American to be drafted in the first round of any of the four major sports in America. 2-0. Namala chases a slider down and outside. Two balls, one strike. But you talk to anybody who's spent some time around Namala, they all come away impressed. Especially with his mental approach. Hitters count for him here, 2-1. Has hopped foul down the third base line. Two balls, two strikes. There's a nice feature on Namala Sportsnet from spring training about a month ago. Details his background and talks about his parents who left India in 2002 to seek opportunities in the United States. They had no relatives here. You want to talk about the American dream right there. 2-2. Namala takes a heater for a called strike three. Gibson Long split the plate that time. Namala caught window shopping, and there's two down. Third strikeout for Gibson Long. Brings up Joan Helaponte. Nick DeShams over at first. 7-1 Lakeland. Bottom three. Right-hander on right-hander matchup. And the first pitch. Ponte takes a big wave and comes up empty. 0-1. Ponte grounded out to second base back in the first. Doesn't have a hit yet this year in this first weekend, but four walks. Gibson Long sets at the belt. And steps and throws over to first. DeShams back in safely with a dive. A lot of folks impressed with Aponte's development in terms of plate approach, and we've seen that pay off already. Here in the first weekend of the year, four walks for him. 0-1. Aponte chases a slider. It's a strike. Not a check swing. Ponte got a six-game stint with the Blue Jays back in September. Was successful. 7-for-20. An OPS over 1,000. The 0-2 from Gibson Long. Has fought off the fists. Foul on the first base side. Floated over Josue Briseño. Aponte stays alive. Still 0-2. Still some tossing out in Dunedin's bullpen. It's like a few folks throwing out there. In the meantime, the next 0-2 to Aponte from Sawyer Gibson Long. After a long pause, here it is. Misses low and away. One ball and two strikes. Gibson Long's pitch count, 39. 29 of them strikes. The pause and the 1-2. Aponte swings and misses, comes up empty on a slider, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Sawyer Gibson Long to end the bottom of the third. Blue Jays go scoreless again. They squander a leadoff single from Nick DeShams. We're on to the fourth. Flying Tigers 7, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Blue Jays fans!
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior Jays Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fourth inning at TD Ballpark. Joandre Rojas is back out there to try and keep it a 7-1 ball game in favor of the Flying Tigers over the Blue Jays. Series finale here between these squads. Even at one game apiece to open the 2024 campaign. Brett Callahan leads it off. First pitch to the lefty is hopped to second base. Arnold charges, scoops it up, and sidearms over to first. In time to get Callahan. One pitch. One out. Here's Christian Santana.
Second baseman, number 25, Christian Santana.
Santana 0 for 1 tonight. Singled and scored his last time against Alec Manoah back in the second. Struck out in the first. First pitch. Looping slider falls in there at 80 on the gun. It's 0-1. Final line on Manoah's day. 1 2/3, 5 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned, 4 walks, 2 punchouts. Santana drives the 0-1. Foul. Deep down the left field line. Way out in front of a slider there. So it's 0-2. Well, Dunedin's bullpen has been a big-time highlight this opening weekend. They've run into a few not ideal situations. Santana takes outside. First yesterday with Brandon Barriera coming out of the game after just an inning and a third due to an apparent injury. And then today, Manoah struggling. Only went 1 2/3. And bullpen's rose to the occasion so far. 1-2. Santana fouls it off to Shams. He shakes out his right hand. Looks like he's all good. But the bullpen in the first two games of the year has allowed just one earned run in 12 and a thirds innings. Next 1-2. Santana pops it up into center. Sends Barry back. He says, I got it. Settles under it, makes the play. Two up, two down for Rojas in the fourth. Base is empty for Jim Jarvis.
Number 4, Jim Jarvis.
7-1 Flying Tigers. Jarvis had a sack fly back in the first. Singled in the second. Reached second on an error on Aponte out and right. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First offer from Rojas. Jarvis takes fastball inside. And it's 1-0. Well, Jarvis comes from a baseball household, you could say. He has two older brothers. Both of them played pro baseball. Luke and Mike. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. And Jarvis attended Alabama. Was a good player there. Won a gold glove in his final season with the Crimson Tide. But looking into Jarvis's background, his brother Luke played in the SEC too. 2-0 misses low, three balls and no strikes. Jarvis well out in front. He played at Auburn in 2017 and 2018. That had to be one fun phone call when Jim told Luke he was going to play for Alabama. 3-0 pitch, loops in there on the outside corner. 3-1. That's the ultimate stick it to the man. Or in this case, stick it to the bro. 3-1. Jarvis swings and misses at a slider low, and now the count is full. Rojas looking for a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Gathers the sign from Deshams. Sets and fires. Jarvis takes a called strike 3. He wants a challenge, though. Everybody hold on. Hold your breath. Hovick puts in the earbud. Gets the call. It's confirmed. It's strike 3. Jondre Rojas comes back to set down Jim Jarvis. And the Tigers go down in order in the top of the fourth. Score remains. Flying Tigers 7. Blue Jays 1. Going to the home half. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Dunedin. Lakeland calls upon a new pitcher out of the bullpen for Sawyer Gibson Long. It's Cole Stupp, right-hander. His first pitch to Berry. Misses up and outside. Ball one. Stupp's 1-0 pitch. Berry takes inside. He checks his swing, and he did not go. And it's two balls and no strikes. Berry 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout. Two up. Misses up and away. Three balls, no strikes. Stupp's next pitch is in there, called strike. And it's 3-1. Pardon us as we work through some technical difficulties here. Audio setup. 3-1. Misses inside. That's ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Braden Berry. Base. So here's Nick Deschamps. First pitch to the lefty. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Deschamps singled his first time. That was in the third. Another single here could mean an RBI. 0-1. Tails outside. One ball, one strike. Arnold up to second on that chaotic play. Some stirring in the Lakeland bullpen as Stupp has run into trouble. He kicks and fires. Deschamps takes a called strike on the inside edge. A cutter from Stupp. One ball, two strikes. Two down, man on second. One, two now. Sailed out of play the opposite way. Shams fought off a high slider. One ball, two strikes. Remains the count. RBI spot for Deschamps, looking for his first of the year. The pitch misses just barely outside, and Lakeland's going to challenge the call. Our curveball looked like it might have caught the corner. Hovick turns to the box, and the call is a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
So it's 2-2 on Deschamps. Instead of the end of the inning. Stupp with a breath. He fires. Shams takes outside. That one wasn't close. Runs it full, 3-2. Top of the order, and Victor Arias waiting on deck. Shams Shams in his open stance, waves the bat back and forth. The payoff pitch, he waves and misses on a sinker on the outside corner. And that ends the inning. But the Blue Jays get two runs back after a bases-loaded walk from Bryce Arnold and then a sac fly from Jeyoni Munoz. It's now Flying Tigers 7, Blue Jays 3 as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Watch me now!
Adding to the Flying Tigers, number 10, David Smith.
Lakeland over Dunedin, 7-3 as we go to the top of the fifth, and it's the second half of today's big league entertainment at TD Ballpark as Eric Swanson is on for Dunedin. He'll face David Smith to start. The first pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Swanson coming off forearm inflammation suffered in spring training, working his way back. One pitch. Smith takes a big swing and a miss. Comes up empty on the change of pace and is quickly 0-2. Swanson, a valued member of the Jays bullpen last season, pitched to a 2.97 ERA in 66 and two-thirds innings. 0-2. Smith checks his swing on a pitch up and away. He didn't go. One ball, two strikes. Swanson acquired by the Blue Jays from Seattle, a trade following the 2022 season. Here's 1-2. Smith swings and misses. That's strike three. Changeup sets him down. Welcome back, Eric Swanson. So far, so good.
Catcher in the fifth. Number 41, Eduardo Valencia.
Here's Eduardo Valencia. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first pitch. Fastball paints the inside edge. Taken for a called strike. Swanson, 30 years old, native of Fargo, North Dakota. Originally drafted by the Rangers in 2014. His 0-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Valencia with a hefty hack makes it 0-2. Valencia takes time. If you go to Baseball Reference, you can scroll through players' profile. It's got all their info on there, you know, handedness, height, weight, team, birthday, what have you. But one of the fun sections is the nickname section. 0-2 to Valencia. Tomahawk down to third base. Beltre gloves it, throws across the diamond in time to get Valencia at first. Two up, two down for Swanson. Here's the nine batter in Dom Johnson, who doubled off Alec Manoa back in the second. So anyways, if you look at Swanson's nickname, he's only got one on his Baseball Reference page, but it's Swanee Pops. First pitch to Johnson. A slider taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Swanson pitched at the junior college level back when he was in school. 0-1. It is popped up high in the air, down the line and left, hooking out of play. Swanson pitched at Iowa Western Community College out in Council Bluffs, and then Wabash Valley Community College, which is in Mount Carmel, down near the border between Illinois and Indiana. Gets a fresh baseball. Has the sign from DeShams. He fires home. It's lined the opposite way out of play, and we'll do it again. Big league club eager to get Swanson back in the mix in that bullpen. We mentioned what he did last year. Big part of the efforts out there. His next 0-2. Called strike three, no doubt about it. Swanson spots up a fastball on the outside corner, and he sets down Lakeland 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the top of the fifth. We go to the home half of the fifth. It's Flying Tigers 7, Dunedin 3, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays, number 47, Victor Arias.
Bottom five, Dunedin trails Lakeland at 7-3. Cole Stupp back out there will face Victor Arias, the leadoff man. He squares to bunt, pulls back, takes high and outside. It's ball one. Kaser just joining us. Dunedin trying to fight back into the ball game after some early trouble. 1-0. Arias takes high and outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Lakeland got two runs in the first off Alec Manoah, and then five runs on four hits back in the second. 2-0. Arias turns out of the way. Change up that runs inside to the lefty. Three balls and no strikes. Like we said last inning, a lot of ball game left in this one, especially if you can pick up a few runs here and there. 3-0, misses high and outside again. Stupp struggling with his command here in this outing so far, and it's a leadoff walk for Arias.
Short stop, number
Here's
18,
Arjun Namala. Namala homered against Sawyer Gibson Long in the first, and then struck out looking back in the third. Now his first opportunity against Stupp. First pitch, fastball splits the plate, called strike, and it's 0-1. And looking back at that Namala homer, the thing that stands out about that homer, but also his homer that he had in big league spring training against the Braves, 0-1, runner goes, misses up and in, throw down is not in time. Ball popped out of Santana's glove. It was a pretty good throw from Valencia. Arias up into scoring position. Dunedin swiping bags left and right here this opening weekend. Just watching Namala's swing on both those homers. Just such a smooth, fluid stroke. Just natural, I think, is the best way to describe it. Namala with his hands high above his shoulder. Waits for the 1-1. Fouls it straight back. Right off the camera behind home plate. It's a sturdy camera. No sign of damage as it rocks back and forth. One ball and two strikes. Flying Tigers 7, Blue Jays 3, bottom 5. Arias with a four-step lead off second. 1-2. Namala grounds it sharply towards the hole at short. Peck, the third baseman, cuts it off and loops it over to first in time. And Namala's out number one.
Right fielder, number 45, Joangel Aponte.
So Aponte comes to the plate now, 0 for 2. Struck out swinging back in the third. Arias still with that aggressive lead out there, and the first pitch tails inside, ball one. Coming up next for both these teams, Dunedin will hit the road. They'll take on Tampa over at George M. Steinbrenner Field across the bay, 1-0. Called strike on the outside black. It's 1-1. And that series starts on Tuesday. After Monday's day off, there goes Arias. Breaking ball misses. Throw down. He is not in time, and it gets away from Peck. Jarvis scoops it up. Throw to the plate. Gets away. Arias scores on a mad dash. Dunedin draws a run closer at 7-4 in the fifth. Stolen base, and then an error allows him to score. 2-1 pitch to Aponte. Misses upstairs. Three balls, one strike. Stop with a breath. Hitters count. 3-1. Misses inside. That's ball four. Close to the zone. Not close enough for Stupp. Second walk of the inning. And the fourth walk issued by Stupp. And it draws another mound visit from Nick Green. We mentioned the upcoming schedule. For Lakeland, they'll open things up at home. They'll take on Bradenton on Tuesday night at 6:30. While Dunedin and Tampa start their set at 6:30 as well. And Lakeland fans can tune into that game on MILB TV as well. They're one of a few teams to add video streams this year. Dunedin included in that. Joe Puccio, the new broadcaster for Lakeland. I have the call for you Tuesday through Sunday at home for the Flying Tigers. Here's Braden Berry. Aponte dashes with the pitch. He slams on the brakes, goes back to first, throw to first. He's safe. The ball popped out of Briseño's mitt. Thought that play from Arias was a mad dash. How about that? Count as 0-1 on Berry as the pitch was a called strike. Berry struck out in the first, then walked and scored in the fourth. 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Stupp gives a look over at first. He's ready for the 1-1. and it hits Barry. Runs up and in, got him on the hand. He tumbles to the ground in pain. Oh, no. Never what you want to see this early in the year or at all. A sinker at 90. Got Barry near the wrist. Head trainer Luke Green out to check on him as Barry is crouched down in front of home plate. Slams his helmet and he's going to come out of the game. Well, the injury bug is biting Dunedin early in this season. First Brandon Barriera yesterday. And now Braden Barry hit with a pitch. So Alexis Hernandez is going to come off the bench. And presumably he'll stay in the game to play outfield. I don't know if it'll be a straight switch. I imagine there's probably going to be some shuffling out in the DJ's outfield, but we'll get back to you on that.
Pitch running at first base, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
So Alexis Hernandez is in that four spot. Right-hander on right-hander as Beltre stands in with runners on first and second. First pitch. Misses high and away, ball one. Lakeland and the Catbird seat 7-4, bottom five. Dunedin trying to chip away into that lead for Lakeland, which was once 7-2. 1-0, pulled foul down the third base side. 1-1. Be exact, that lead was once 7-1 for Lakeland. Beltre 0-1 with a hit by pitch. The 1-1 is popped up into right. Straight away for Smith. Takes a few steps in, makes the catch as Aponte tags and then heads back to second. So nobody advances and Beltre's out number two. So it's up to Christian Belize.
Number 34, Christian Belize.
Looks like there's a lefty about ready for Lakeland. Out the bullpen. We mentioned Stupp struggles with his command here. He's done a nice job working through it. First pitch. Feliz takes high and outside. 1-0. Feliz told us that his jersey number 34, indeed in honor of David Ortiz. Big Poppy. 1-0. Here's a called strike on a slider. Feliz and Ortiz, both natives of the DR. And Feliz's batting stance certainly similar to Ortiz. There goes Aponte heading to third. Throw goes towards third, and he's tagged out. Well, Dunedin tried to catch Stupp sleeping again, and it didn't work. Aponte is out number three at third base. He's picked off, and the inning is over. But Blue Jays get another run as Arias walks, steals second, steals third, scores on an error. We're on to the sixth. Lakeland 7, Dunedin 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Lakeland 7, Dunedin 4, going to the 6th, and we've got a new pitcher in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Today's originally scheduled starter, it's Landon Morotis, the Jays' 12th-ranked prospect. First pitch to John Peck misses in. His second pitch misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Morotis, at just 19 years old, native of Clearwater, kicks and fires. And it's a called strike to Peck. 2-1. Gotta imagine that Landon's got some friends and family in attendance here. It's 2-1. Peck taps it foul on the third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Morotis throws a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. That's a deep repertoire. Working from the wind. Winds and deals. Peck takes a called strike 3. The Landon Morotis fan club loud and proud today. Hear their cheer from all the way up here.
13, Max Clark.
Peck goes down looking, and here's Max Clark. Lakeland on top 7-4, top of the 6th. First offer to Clark. He takes a slider on the outside edge at 85. It's 0-1. High chopper to the right side of the infield. Arnold knocks it down, throws to first in time. 2 up, 2 down for Morotis. Base is empty for Josue Briseño.
First baseman, number 37, Josue Briseño.
Morotis drafted by the Jays, 4th round. Last year's draft, first pitch to Briseño, misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Out of Calvary Christian here in Florida. 1-0. Wave and a miss from Briseño. Oh, that was a nasty slider. 1 ball, 1 strike. Morotis making his pro debut. 1-1 is a tapper to the right side. Morotis hustles to scoop it up and takes it to the bag himself. His teammates love it. Morotis can't help but crack a little bit of a smile as he heads back to the dugout. It's a 1-2-3 inning. His first pro inning for Landon Morotis. Score holds. It's Lakeland 7, Dunedin 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
PJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. For all the parents out there, check out the Junior Jays pack, which includes a ticket and ballpark meal for every Saturday home game, starting at $30. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Flying Tigers 7, Dunedin Blue Jays 4, going to the bottom of the 6th in the series finale between these squads to open up the year. New hurler on for Lakeland, it's Cleverith Perez. First pitch to Christian Feliz in a lefty-on-lefty matchup as a called strike.
And it's 0-1. Perez
takes over for Cole Stupp, who hurled two innings. 0-1 is popped up the opposite way, third base side, out of play. Cleverith, interesting first name. Perez, a native of Venezuela. 0-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Hefty hack from Feliz comes up empty. And that's out number one in the sixth. Here's Bryce Arnold.
Second baseman, number four, Bryce Arnold.
So Cleverith, spelled C-L-E-I-V-E-R-T-H. Cleverith. First pitch to Arnold. Called strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Arnold walked in a run his last time. Back in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Misses high and tight. And it's 1-1. Kick in the offer. Arnold jumps out of the way of a pitch down near the shoot tops. 2-1. Update you on Dunedin's lineup with Braden Berry now out. It's Aponte that moves to center. 2-1. Arnold takes a called strike at the knees. Makes it 2-2. And Hernandez, who pinch ran for Berry, stays in to play right. So Aponte to center. Hernandez in to play right. Still in that four spot. And the Blue Jays lineup. The pitch popped up. First base side. Now into shallow right. Long run for Santana. He's called off by Smith, who makes the catch. Two up, two down for Perez.
Designated hitter, number 27, Jayuni Munoz.
First pitch to the righty, misses in, and it's 1-0. Perez spent last season with Lakeland as well. 1-0 pitch, a heater in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. 4.99 ERA in 57 and two-thirds innings. The pitch, cut and a miss from Munoz. One ball, two strikes. Also pitched with Lakeland in two appearances back in 2021. Six innings, three earned runs. The 1-2. Munoz fouls it off. Eduardo Valencia's mask. And hopefully an umpire, Zach Kovic, will take a moment and deliver a new baseball out to Cleverett. 7-4 our score. Lakeland over Dunedin in the bottom of the sixth. Munoz in a straightaway stance, waits for the 1-2. He takes a called strike three. Sinker at the knees, locked him up. And the Blue Jays go down in order in the bottom of the sixth. Starting to get late, we're going to the seventh. Lakeland 7, Blue Jays 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Landon Marotta is back out there for the Blue Jays as they trail 7-4 going to the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Brett Callahan, Christian Santana, and Jim Jarvis here to open it up. Marotta's worked a 1-2-3 top of the sixth out of the DJ's bullpen. First pitch to Callahan. Lefty watches a fastball miss outside. Ball one. Marotta was originally scheduled to start today, so the plan is for him to finish the ball game. 1-0. Slider, called strike, outside corner. It's 1-1. That slider has been sharp for Marotta early in this outing. He kicks and deals. Callahan, big swing and a foul tip. Fastball had him off balance. 1-2. Marotta settles in the center of the rubber, holds the leather in front of his face, shakes off the shams, now sees what he wants and throws. Fouled straight back. We'll have another 1-2. Dunedin pitching coach Corey Reardon said, with Marotta just being 19, he had to fight for a rotation spot here. 1-2, slider in the dirt, check swing, he went. DeShams throw to first, is on the money. Marotas ties up Callahan for out number one.
Second baseman, number 25, Christian Santana.
Second strikeout for the right-hander, and here's Christian Santana. Well, in just an inning and a third, it's easy to see why Marotas got this assignment here to single A. First pitch. Check swing, and he didn't go. Ball one. That last pitch in the dirt to set down Callahan was a curveball for Marotta. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Marotta drawing whiffs left and right here in this seventh. He's ready for the 1-1. Santana pops it up the opposite way, fading away from the line towards the seats. Long run for Hernandez. He runs out of room. And now it's up to the youngsters to scoop that up. About three of them running it down, and a young man in a bucket hat comes out with it. Looks like he beat a Tigers fan to that baseball. 1-2 on Santana. And brief timeout is called as Hernandez makes his way back to his position. Marotas in a rhythm. His 1-2. Check swing on a curve in the dirt, and he went. Back-to-back strikeouts on curveballs from Landon Marotas. Make it three punch-outs in his pro debut. Two down in the top of the seventh as Lakeland leads 7-4. His first pitch to Jarvis. Tapper foul. And it's 0-1. Well, Morotis was originally headed to NC State. Was signed out of that commitment by the Jays. 0-1. Jarvis takes down in the dirt. Didn't chase that one. One ball, one strike. Morotis, a really strong athlete. Was a shortstop for his high school team. The 1-1. Jarvis screams it the opposite way. Look out in the Lakeland dugout. Didn't hit anybody. So the count is 1-2. Morotis looking to strike out the side. From the wind. The 1-2. Popped up the opposite way. Out of play. On the left field side. Another souvenir out near Eddie's Bar. Still one ball, two strikes. Morotis gets a new baseball, wearing long blue socks. He winds and fires. And Jarvis comes up empty on the curve. Landon Morotis, disgusting in this seventh inning. Strikes out the side to take us to the stretch. Score remains Lakeland 7. Dunedin 4, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Batting for the Blue Jays, number 31, Nick DeShams.
Starting to get late at TD Ballpark. It's Lakeland 7, Dunedin 4. And a new hurler is on for Lakeland as the first pitch is popped out of play on a bunt attempt from Nick DeShams. It's Donyay Evans, 6'6", right-hander. Takes over for Cleverith Perez, who worked a 1-2-3-6. 1 to DeShams. It's a called strike on a sinker. 0-2. DeShams 1-4-2 today. Single in the third, strikeout in the fourth. Evans rocks and delivers. And DeShams skies it out of play, third base side. Still 0-2. Evans with a fresh baseball, and the fresh 0-2. DeShams out in front of a breaker, swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one in the home seventh.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Here's leadoff man Arias. 0-2 with a free pass today. Walked, stole two bases, and scored. Back in the fifth. First pitch to the lefty. He's drilled. Pitch ran inside, got him near the ribs or the elbow. He's Not happy about it, but he's all good. Stays in the ball game. And he's aboard in front of Arjun Namala. Namala 1-for-3 with a big fly back in the first. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. Namala takes down and outside. Ball one. Flying Tigers 7. Dunedin Blue Jays 4. Bottom of the 7. Power on power. Evans deals, and Namala taps it foul, third base side. Off Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, who needs a moment. Home plate umpire Zach Kovic strides a new baseball to the mound, flips it to Evans. And now the trainer is going to come out and give a look to Valencia. It's Eric Flores, the trainer for Lakeland. Valencia says, okay, I'm all set. I'm all right. So the count is 1-1 on Namala. Arias, as we saw his last time, certainly a threat to steal over at first. He's got a big lead over there. I think he's going to take off here. Let's see. 1-1. There he goes. Pitch is tap foul at the plate. And Arias has to head on back. Dunedin all day long has tried to catch Tigers hurlers sleeping. And it's worked to a certain extent. Christian Feliz was cut down on the base paths back in the fourth. Aponte was tagged out on a pickoff in the fifth, and right on cue, Evans throws over to first to check on Arias. Evans reads the sign from Valencia. Catcher sets up down the middle, and the 1-2 pitch misses low on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like the wind has shifted directions, now blowing straight in from right. Was blowing towards the right field line earlier. Another pickoff throw, and it's late. Arias back in with a slide. So Evans has no more pickoff throws this plate appearance. Let's see if Arias takes advantage. Huge lead over there. Does not go. 2-2. Misses outside. Gets away from Valencia. So Arias gets to trot up to second base. And in scoring position for Namala now on what's likely to be ruled a wild pitch. Evans takes a minute to adjust his cap, and then he gets a fresh pearl. Dunedin with 4 runs on just 3 hits. They've trailed since the first inning. The payoff. Namala screams it foul on the third base side. We'll have another payoff. How about 107 on the exit velo there? Turned around a 93-mile-an-hour sinker. Evans on the first base side of the rubber. Sets at the belt. Throws home again. Namala takes a called strike 3. And he's going to challenge it. Namala thought it was ball 4. And now we wait. It's upheld.
The called strike has been upheld. The result is a strikeout.
Second strikeout of the ball game for Namala. Both of them looking. Second strikeout of the inning for Evans. And here's Joan Helaponte. Arias still on second as it's 7-4 in the bottom of the seventh in favor of Lakeland. First pitch to Aponte, a tapper behind home plate, foul. 0-1. Arias with about a three-step lead off second. Rocking back and forth as the 0-1 is in there for a called strike. Good breaking ball there from Evans. Evans ready for the 0-2. And Aponte drives it deep to left. Johnson turns and watches it sail off the wall. Arias cruises in to score from second, and it's an RBI double for Joanhel Aponte. It's a two-run ball game in the bottom of the seventh. 7-5 the lead now for Lakeland.
Right fielder number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
So here's Alexis Hernandez for his first plate appearance of the day, hitting in the spot of Braden Berry, who had to leave with a hit by pitch in the fifth. First pitch, Hernandez takes all the way and takes a fastball for a called strike. Hernandez played in both games to open the series, went 0-for-3 on opening night, but picked up a hit last night. Went 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. One swing could tie this game. 0-1. Hernandez checks his swing on a bender, and he did not go. On the appeal down to Larry Pettis, the field umpire. Those appeals are always tough when the umpire is in that second base position behind the mound. How are you supposed to tell? 1-1. Hernandez gets under it and pops it up on the infield towards second base. Christian Santana called off. Rather, he calls off Briseño, the first baseman, and makes a backpedaling catch to end the inning. But the Blue Jays get another run closer. It's now a two-run game. Lakeland 7, the Blue Jays 5, as we're on to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.milbstore.com.
10, David Smith.
It's the tail end of opening weekend here in the Florida State League. Lakeland trying to take the first series of the year. They lead 7-5 over the Blue Jays as we go to the top of the eighth. Landon Morotis back out there. His first pitch to David Smith is slapped towards the corner and left. Arias tracks it down and makes the catch just a step in front of the warning track for a loud out number one.
Catcher number 41, Eduardo Valencia.
Here's Valencia. So Landon Morotis took over out of the Blue Jays bullpen to start the sixth. He's retired every batter he's faced in his pro debut so far. First pitch to Valencia. Paints the outside corner. Fastball at 94, makes it 0-1. Valencia 0-for-3. Morotis winds and fires. Valencia takes called strike two on the inside corner of the plate. Valencia takes time. pitchers and pitching coaches talk a lot about changing eye levels and changing speeds. Really, two of the biggest things when it comes to pitching. 0-2. Rodas tried to change the eye level there. He went downstairs on a curveball. That pitch worked for three strikeouts in the seventh. Didn't work there as Valencia laid off. It's 1-2. Rodas has done a good job going inside and outside as well. His 1-2 offer. Curveball called. Strike three, but it's going to be a challenge. Oh, that was another nasty hook from Morotis. The call is reversed. No strikeout for now. As you hear some moans and groans from the Morotis fan section. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. His flight into center. It says a Ponte back. He makes the catch. That one also a few steps in front of the warning track. No less, it's out number two.
Left fielder, number seven, Dom Johnson.
So now Dom Johnson will try and crack Morotis. Johnson, the nine batter, one for three with a double and a run scored. First pitch is a hopper to short. Namala is there, gobbles it up, throws to first in time. Nine up, nine down for Landon Morotis in his professional debut. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Dunedin looking for a comeback win. They trail by two, 7-5 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Home half of the eighth. Dunedin once trailed this game 7-1. It's 7-5 with 5-6-7 coming up for the Blue Jays here against Thomas Bruss, new hurler on for Lakeland. Big right-hander will face Manny Beltre to open things up. First pitch. Fastball misses just a hair outside. 95 on the heater. Russ, a signee out of Indy Ball by the Tigers over the offseason. The 1-0. Beltre sends a high hopper to shortstop. Jarvis backs up, gloves it, throws to first on a bounce, and Briseño dropped it. Beltre's safe. Tigers think it's on the transfer, and so does manager Andrew Graham. Let's get another look here on the television broadcast. It looked like it could have been on the transfer. Pettis was ready to pump his fist to call Beltre out, but then the ball popped out. Andrew Graham getting his money's worth. Not a ton of body language. Can't really tell how hot he is from up here in the box. And he's stated his piece. That's big. brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Christian Feliz. Andrew Graham, a few more words as he heads back to the dugout. So that'll go in the book as an E3, I think. We'll confirm. First pitch to Feliz. There goes Beltre. Pitch misses low. Throw from Valencia is high. Beltre's in there with a stolen base. It's going to be an E6. So a throwing error on Jarvis there. A rare error, usually a sure-handed fielder and thrower. Feliz is 1-for-2 today. Doubled in the second. Was hit with a pitch in the fourth. The 1-0. Misses down. Fastball at 97. Most velocity we've seen today. Bruss played 5 seasons of college ball at Augustana in South Dakota. Division II level. 2-0. Feliz hops it foul, first base side. 2 balls and 1 strike. The Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference is where Augustana plays, and you might think, oh, Northern Sun, that's teams in Minnesota, North Dakota. They must not be good at baseball. That's not the case. That's a really competitive conference in D2. Augustana specifically, a really strong program. 2-1 from Bruss. Feliz checks his swing on a fastball outside. Did he go? No swing, says Larry Pettis. 3 balls and 1 strike. Feliz certainly has the power to tie this game with one swing of the bat. Bruss ready for the 3-1. On the way. Feliz takes low and in. That's ball 4, and now the tying run is on base with no outs in the bottom of the 8th. Bryce Arnold coming to the plate.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Now would be one heck of a time for Bryce Arnold's first base knock of the year. Making his season debut today, 0-for-2, with the bases loaded walk back in the 4th. Lakeland 7, Blue Jays 5, bottom 8. No outs. Right-hander on right-hander. Feliz not being held at first. Corners are in, expecting a bunt. First pitch to Arnold, called strike. No square. 0-1. Arnold played 26 games with the Blue Jays last season. Belted 2 homers and 13 RBIs. 741 OPS. 0-1. Off speed, called strike 2 on the back door. A cutter. And it's 0-2. Good job by Bruss to settle in here after the walk from Feliz. Bruss spent the last 2 seasons in the Frontier League. 32 appearances for Ottawa last year. 37 and a thirds innings. 5.06 ERA. His 0-2 pitch. Arnold lines it foul, third base side. Past Jose Mayorga, the manager. Still 0-2. Bruss, the long-haired righty. Gaze is in for the sign. Comes set above the belt. His next 0-2 delivery. Arnold pops it up. First base side. Foul ground. No room. Out of play. Beltre paces off second. Feliz with a big lead over at first. Another 0-2 from Bruss to Arnold. Sharp ground ball to short, and it eats up Jarvis. Kicks off of him into shallow left. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And now the go-ahead run is aboard, and the bases are loaded for Jeuni Munoz.
designated hitter, number 27, Jeumi Munoz.
Arnold hit that 95, and it caused the error from Jarvis. His second of the inning, but tough to count that first one. Just goes to show you how things can snowball. That first batter of the inning with Beltre, a ground ball to short. Jarvis hopped a throw over to first. It appeared that Josue Briseño snared the throw, but he dropped it on what could have been the transfer, but Beltre was called safe. And now Beltre's on third. Feliz is on second. Arnold is over at first. And Munoz comes to the plate. 0 for 2 with a sac fly. First pitch. Swings and misses. Overeager on the cutter downstairs, and it's 0-1. Beltre, good enough runner to score from third base on a medium depth fly ball. Lakeland's defense playing no doubles. Feliz at second, not a great runner. 0-1. Munoz jumps out of the way of a fastball, misses in. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays can come back and win this game. Be an early season defining victory. 1-1. Munoz with another big hack. Can't connect on a fastball. 96. That's 1-2. No outs in the bottom of the eighth. Bases full of Jays. Bruss comes back with the 1-2 pitch. Munoz fouls it straight back into the screen. We'll do it again. Good crowd still on hand, and why not? Beautiful April Sunday at TD Ballpark. Home fans hoping for a rally. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Russ reached back. 95 on the fastball, and that's a major out number one for the big right-hander.
Number 31, Nick Deschamps.
So now the baton is passed to Nick Deschamps. Beltre on third, Feliz on second, Arnold at first. Two-run game. Lakeland leads 7-5 in the eighth. First pitch to the lefty Deschamps. As a called strike, some serious paint from Bruss. On the outside edge. Fastball at 97. Spotted up. It's 0-1. Peck playing in at third. Jarvis shaded up the middle for Deschamps. 0-1. Deschamps takes a rip and a miss. Couldn't catch up to the fastball again at 97. 0-2. Russ stares in for the sign, sees what he wants from Valencia. The set above the belt, the pitch. Deschamps stays alive, pops it out of play on the third base side. Still 0-2. J.J. Sanchez is getting loosened up in the Blue Jays bullpen, but it could be Landon Morotis again at the top of the ninth. First things first here. Next 0-2 to Deschamps. On the way. Reached out and lined into left. Johnson is there. He makes the catch. Beltre tags from third. The throw to the plate is late. It's a sacrifice fly from Nick Deschamps, and we've got a one-run game in the bottom of the eighth. It's 7-6.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Unearned run charged to Bruss. Other two runners stay put. Feliz on second. Arnold over at first. Beltre reached on that error to open the inning. Feliz up to second on the walk. Arnold aboard on the throwing error from Jarvis. Arias with a chance to tie the game. First pitch to the lefty. He takes down and away on the cutter. 1-0. Arias came through big time last night. And Dunedin's first win of the year. had three RBIs. Can he come through again today? 1-0. Called strike. And immediately Arias taps his head, says, I want a challenge. The strike on the low outside edge as it stands right now. And it's called a ball.
The call of strike has been overturned.
It's a very similar pitch location.
The result is a 2-0 count on the batter.
To that first pitch. So it's 2-0. Arias in an open stance, waits on the pitch. Takes high and outside. Steps out of the box as that pitch was on the way. Three balls, no strikes. Arjun Namala waits on deck should Arias extend the inning. Two down, two on. It's a 3-0 pitch. Arias takes ball four. The bases are loaded once again for the Blue Jays' number three prospect.
Shortstop, number 18, Arjun Namala.
So Feliz moves down to third, representing the tying run. Arnold, the go-ahead run at second base. Arias insurance at first, and Namala at the plate. One for four. Righty on righty, first pitch. Popped up, out of play on the first base side, out of the ballpark. And it's 0-1. We said it earlier. Might as well say it again. Namala, never a guy to shy away from the spotlight. Homered back in the first. Homered in his first big league spring training game earlier this year. 0-1. Low for ball one. Sinker at 88, almost caught the bottom of the zone. One ball, one strike. Second baseman Santana playing behind the bag. The 1-1 to the 18-year-old. Fouled off behind home plate. One ball and two strikes. Russ is a strike away from getting out of this jam with the Flying Tigers still on top. They lead 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth. Tying run 90 feet away. Bruss gathers the sign. Sets. Deals. Namala takes a called strike three. Fastball at the knees. Froze him. And the Blue Jays leave the bases loaded. But they do get another run as Manny Beltre scores on a sac fly from Nick Deschamps. It's 7-6 as we go to the ninth. This is the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior Jays Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. all of a sudden we've got a one-run game at TD Ballpark. It's 7-6 Lakeland over the Blue Jays in the top of the ninth, and Landon Morotis is out for his fourth inning of work. First pitch, a chopper to first. It's fair. Feliz gloves it, takes two casual steps, and steps on the bag to retire John Peck, the leadoff man. Make it 10 up, 10 down for Landon Morotis. Morotis stretched out to be a starting pitcher. He's going to be a member of Dunedin's rotation, but didn't start today with Alec Manoa getting the rehab appearance. Here's Max Clark, first pitch. He swings over a slider. 0-1. Clark has grounded out to second base twice, reached on a walk in the first, and then on a fielder's choice in the second. 0-1, misses outside. One ball, one strike. Morotis fires. Clark swings and misses at another slider. It's 1-2. Clark takes a moment to gather himself, and now he calls time. Morotis, still like a statue, out on the rubber. He uncorks the 1-2 pitch. Clark takes up and away. Fastball at 93 there. Two balls, two strikes. Morotis right back at it. He twists and deals. Clark takes just barely outside. And the Blue Jays will challenge the call. Curveball near the outside edge. It's a strike.
The foul ball has been overturned. The result is a strikeout.
Five punch-outs for Morotis.
First baseman, number 37, Jose Briseño.
He'll face Jose Briseño here. With two outs in the top of the ninth, Lakeland leading 7-6. Morotis' first pitch. Sharp ground ball to second. Arnold is there. He fields it cleanly. Throw to first in time. Landon Morotis faces 12 batters in his professional debut. He sets them all down. Last chance for the DJs when we come back. Going to the bottom of the ninth. They need one to tie it up and two to win it on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Well, the DJs are going to need some late-inning drama if they want to win this one and clinch a series win in the first weekend of the year. It's Lakeland 7, the Blue Jays 6. Yosbear Sanchez is on to try and slam the door for the Flying Tigers. He appeared back on opening night, pitched an inning, walked a batter, and struck out two. Did not allow a hit. It's a save opportunity for him. He'll face 3-4-5, starting with Joan Helaponte. Right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch. Up Ponte takes high. Ball one. Fastball at 95. Sanchez has some gas. Just like Thomas Bruss had last inning. Allowed an unearned run, but left the bases loaded. 1-0. Sails high again. Two balls, no strikes. And Eduardo Valencia says, hey, I need a minute. He's going to head out to the mound to try and settle down his righty. The first batter of a save situation, always so important. And baseball is such a mental game. A walk or hard contact could really derail your focus. Ponte out in front 2-0. Had an RBI double his last time in the seventh. 1-for-3 on the ball game. 2-0. Fastball up again. 96. Now Ponte is going to be taking all the way here. Three balls, no strikes. The delivery from Sanchez. It runs up and in and got him up near the helmet. It's a hit by pitch. Aponte is okay. Sanchez command. Suspect to open the bottom of the ninth inning. Tying run is aboard. The winning run comes to the plate in the form of Alexis Hernandez, who popped out to second base his first time back in the seventh. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first offer. Spiked out in front of home plate. It's 1-0. Five straight balls from Sanchez to open the inning. He's got the sign from Valencia. Sets up down the middle. The pitch. It's down the middle. Called strike, and that snaps that streak for Sanchez. One ball, one strike. Hernandez just joined the organization over the offseason from the minor league Rule 5 draft. 1-1. Tapper to the right side of the infield. Santana charges, throws to second for the out. That's all they'll get. Oh, that was a risky throw from Santana. Had to hurry to get it to Jim Jarvis, who covered the bag. Dragged his foot across the pillow to get Aponte the lead runner. 4-6 fielder's choice. Hernandez safe at first. He represents the tying run now. And Manny Beltre comes to the plate, representing the winning run in a 7-6 Lakeland lead in the bottom of the ninth. First offer to the righty. Low and outside, ball one. Quick pickoff throw. It's late. Hernandez back in with a dive at first. Bit of a nervous energy around TD Ballpark at the moment. Beltre homered six times in 98 games last season with the Blue Jays. One here would win it. The 1-0. Beltre sends it the opposite way. Out of play behind first base. Towards the parking lot. 1-1. Beltre digs in, got a bit of a narrow stance. Valencia sets up inside, 1-1 on the way. There goes Hernandez, and the pitch is drilled high and deep, left field. This game is over. Manny Beltre calls game. It's a two-run walk-off bomb. Beltre, one of the leaders for this group. That's a quick way to solidify your status. Got a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He turned it around 392 feet to walk it off. What a win. What a ball game for the Jays. They trailed 7-1. And they win it. 8-7. Final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 8 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and 8 men left on base. Manny gets a Gatorade bath in front of the dugout, hard earned. Totals for Lakeland, 7 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors, and 5 men left. The losing pitcher is Yosber Sanchez, who allowed that walk-off bomb, and the winning pitcher is Landon Morotis. Do not forget him. And Blue Jays fans, remember the name, Landon Morotis. 4 innings, did not allow a base runner, and struck out 5 to earn the win in his first pro outing. This one was played in front of a crowd of 667 in 2 hours and 41 minutes at TD Ballpark. That about does it for our coverage here on MILB TV. Our next telecast here from TD Ballpark is Tuesday, April 16th, as the Clearwater Threshers come to town to take on the Blue Jays. Bit of a rivalry in the Florida State League. Should be fun. Hope you can join us then. For a radio audience, our next broadcast comes on Tuesday from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa Bay. You can tune in on DunedinBlueJays.com. So for our entire hardworking crew here at TD Ballpark, who had a great opening weekend, tip of the cap to everybody from up here in the press box to down in the seating bowl, thanks for your hard work. This is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday, and we hope you can join us again on Tuesday as the Jays take on Tampa. One more time, the final score. Manny Beltre with a walk-off bomb, 8-7. Blue Jays win it. So long, everybody.